This is KJZZ's Sun Up. It's your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day to you. And big thanks to Bruce Drummond for filling in the past few days. This podcast, of course, a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. It is Friday. You've made it. Sure, it's been a busy week as we get set for the holiday. But here we are with a check of the news on this December the 19th. Well, the top water official for the federal government says the seven states that rely on the Colorado River, including Arizona, will face intervention if they do not reach a consensus about future water use. If one is not reached, the issue could land in the U.S. Supreme Court, as the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports.
The Trump administration has given the western states until February to come to an agreement on how to parse out water from the drought-stricken river that serves some 40 million people. Representatives from each state are meeting in Las Vegas this week. Lower basin states, Nevada, Arizona, and California, are at odds with the upper basin states of Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. Interior Department Assistant Secretary of Water and Science, Andrea Travnicek, told attendees in a keynote address on Wednesday that, quote, the time of grandstanding and rhetoric has passed, adding, the river will not wait for us. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
Erica Kirk, the new leader of Turning Point USA, kicked off this year's annual conference in Phoenix Thursday, calling for attendees to honor her late husband's memory and get J.D. Vance elected in 2028. From the politics team, here is Cameron Sanchez.
Erica Kirk was quickly chosen as Turning Point's new leader following Charlie Kirk's assassination in September. America Fest is a four-day conference which began with a tribute to Kirk. In the wake of his death, Erica Kirk announced thousands of new colleges and high schools have started new Turning Point chapters.
4,514 total chapters as of today, and we are starting 50 chapters per day at Turning Point USA. It's amazing.
On the political side, Kirk said Turning Point aims to keep Congress in Republican control for the entirety of President Trump's term and is already working to get Vice President J.D. Vance elected as president in 2028. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
While Arizona utilities invest in new gas pipelines and other large projects, some energy experts say smaller scale devices will play an equally significant role in addressing the state's growing power demands. Also from our politics team, Wayne Schutzke reports on conversations at yesterday's Western Governors Association Energy Workshop.
A panel of industry leaders and energy experts discussed the importance of distributed energy resources. Those are a broad range of technologies that can produce energy close to where it is actually being used, including rooftop solar panels and smart devices that help save power. The panel says those type of technologies can bring energy online faster than a traditional power plant. Walker Wright works with Sunrun, one of the nation's largest home solar providers. He says that while those devices may produce relatively small amounts of energy, the combined effect is comparable to those larger projects.
We're doing that amount of megawatts every quarter, and no one notices just because it's 6 kW at a time on households all across the country.
Other panelists said state regulators and utilities can do even more to promote distributed energy technology, like approving better incentives for customers who participate in the system. Wayne Schutzke, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The University of Arizona Faculty Senate plans to investigate the university's contract with flock safety and other physical surveillance issues. Faculty Chair Layla Hudson revealed details about how that examination will work. From Tucson, Daniel Kamara has details.
Hudson says an ad hoc committee of students, staff, and community members will investigate the University Police Department's license plate reader cameras, which she says are raising concerns about civil liberties, data privacy, and transparency. She said the committee will investigate the surveillance systems and best practices and make recommendations to safeguard civil rights. University of Arizona police run about 60 camera systems around the university and until recently also participated in a nationwide information sharing network used by law enforcement agencies.
That's Daniel Kamara reporting from Tucson. Well, Phoenix is implementing controversial new restrictions on providing medical care in public parks, but the city council may still revise the ordinance based on community feedback, as Catherine Davis-Young tells us.
The ordinance allows first responders to respond to emergencies in public parks and allows for heat relief activities and distribution of the overdose reversal drug naloxone. But it limits other medical care in parks. The city's Parks and Recreation Department says it's needed to cut down on incidents where syringes or other biohazards are left behind. Councilwoman Betty Guardado said that's a concern for constituents.
I myself have experienced that with my son, where he picked up a needle and told me, "Mommy, what is this?" And he was only 3 years old at Maryvale Park. So I think there is a problem here.
The council heard more than 3 hours of public comments on the issue. Most commenters opposed the ordinance, saying it would ban care for unhoused people, pushing them instead to emergency rooms. Councilwoman Ana Hernandez also spoke against the plan.
It is shameful that our answer to an overwhelming need for access to care is to lean towards criminalization and restrictions in our public parks.
The council approved the ordinance 8-1, but they did allow a 90-day window for the city to work with stakeholder groups to propose revisions. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Phoenix City Council has greenlit an expansion of Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company in North Phoenix. As Matthew Casey reports, some residents say the zoning change puts industries too close to their homes.
Members of the Stetson Valley Owners Association live to the south of about 7,400 acres of desert near Interstate 17 and the Loop 303. Board President Amanda McGowan has had her home for 16 years. She says most association members are against TSMC coming closer.
I'm really disappointed in the Phoenix City Council for ignoring their constituents who overwhelmingly asked them to keep the industrial zoning north of the 303 freeway.
Roughly 900 acres are set aside for the TSMC expansion. Space is also reserved for residential units, hiking trails, and parks. The area in question is owned by the State Land Trust. McGowan says it's scheduled for auction in early January. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Paradise Valley Unified School District Superintendent Todd Cummings is challenging the governing board's decision to fire him. As Bridget Dowd reports, the board began the process for dismissing Cummings earlier this month.
After the board adopted a statement of 14 charges against him, Cummings had 10 days to request a hearing to challenge the board's decision or lose his job. A district spokesperson confirmed to KJZZ that Cummings has requested one, but they do not yet have details on when it will happen or if it will be open to the public. Some of the charges against him include exhibiting an improper attitude, engaging in disrespectful conduct towards subordinate employees, and failing to disclose pertinent information on his application for employment. Cummings left his old district in Indiana amid allegations that student grades had been manipulated. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Maricopa County has formally petitioned the judge overseeing a costly racial profiling case to end federal oversight of the sheriff's office. A court-appointed monitor watches over sheriff's office efforts to revamp internal affairs and bias against Latino drivers. Board of Supervisors Chairman Tom Galvin released a prepared statement.
One of my priorities as chairman was to protect you and your hard-earned taxpayer dollars. In our federalist system, elected officials are accountable to voters. This filing is a culmination of that effort.
But the motion is only signed by lawyers for the county. In October, Judge Murray Snow said all sides have to request an end to oversight once the sheriff's office has obeyed reforms.
And maintain such compliance for no less than 3 continuous years. So the parties can move at that point for the termination of the monitor.
The ACLU, who are the original plaintiffs in the case, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Well, City of Peoria passed a resolution allowing development to proceed for the Cibola Vista apartment project. Public comment included speakers who warned of a referendum against the council members if they approved the project, which would bring about 300 units to an area that is largely occupied by single-family homes. The 17-acre property sits on the corner of Lake Pleasant Parkway and Pinnacle Vista Drive. In sports, exciting game for the Suns. Jordan Goodwin made the go-ahead free throw with 0.4 seconds left. Devin Booker scored 23 of his 25 in the second half, and the Suns escaped with a 99-98 victory over the Warriors last night in Phoenix. Phoenix snaps a 2-game skid, and they'll play at Golden State tomorrow, the second half of the NBA home-at-home series. And that does it for this version of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast this Friday, December the 19th. I'm Phil Latzman. A happy winter of this weekend, And hope you're having a wonderful holiday season so far. We're back at you on Monday to do it again.